Hi, this is Lynette Nylander, host of NTS Radio's new podcast, Sounds and Style. Each week, I'll be chatting with some of culture's most influential figures, exploring how music and style links what we wear with who we are. Expect deep cuts into musical genres and fashion subcultures as my guests and I look at how the music they love has informed the work they make today. This season, I've been chatting with Lily Allen, Martine Rose, Mel Ottenberg, and many more. New episodes drop every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
NTS.
Hello. Today on Digging, we're joined by an American experimental artist and musician, born in 1995 to musical parents. He's worked in various artistic mediums, including sculpture and painting, but his musical output is what I know him best for. When you listen to his music, you can tell that he's influenced by jazz, hip-hop, no-wave, R&B, soul, even contemporary pop. But, like most artists, I'm sure he would bristle at such a crude attempt of categorization. So perhaps I'll best explain his music to you as a form of collage. It's the output of somebody who has immersed themselves in music from a young age. Somebody who's curious about the possibilities of audio and of montage and of recontextualization, but who also appreciates melody and playfulness.
I like the kind of stupidity of an acoustic guitar, like the way that it looks, you know, like this is music kind of thing, you know what I mean? And the cello also has that kind of thing to it. So people go into the crowd and they look at these two instruments and they're like, oh, like this is gonna be music. But then you get something a little different, you know, a little bit different than music.
Although not our first meeting, we've known each other for a while. For this, we convened on a cold winter's day to plant garlic when our guest had a few days off in London after a long multi-city tour. He was a trooper, despite the jet lag, and he took to the task immediately. He was especially a natural with the dibber, which is basically a T-shaped stake that you use to make holes in the ground. Our conversation today ranges from Ed Sheeran to spaghetti bolognese to GDR cinema. I had a fantastic time recording this one, and hopefully you'll enjoy it too. Today, we're digging with Slawson Malone. Welcome, Slawson Malone, to The Allotment.
Slawson Malone 1.
Oh, I'm sorry, Slawson Malone 1. Who's Slawson Malone 2?
Maybe you. I don't know.
Or, aka, how do I say your last name with an English accent? Jasper Marsalis.
Yes.
Correct pronunciation?
Correct.
Can you say it?
Jasper Marsalis.
Marsalis. Marsalis is not right.
Marsalis is not right.
It's incorrect pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome to The Allotment. Have you ever been to one before?
No. This is my first time. I love it.
Yeah, good first impression?
Yes, incredible.
Great. Maybe you could describe a bit just what we're looking at over here.
We are looking at a square pit in the ground with soil. And it looks like very healthy soil.
Oh, good.
Looks nutritious, different shades of brown, but a nice deep raw umber color. Mm. And then we have some green grass growing around.
This pit is going to be the pit for garlic for this year. And that is what we're going to do today.
Beautiful.
We're going to plant a variety of garlic called Carcassonne garlic.
Carcassonne?
Carcassonne. Mm. I assume named after the place in France.
Mm,
I guess. And we're going to quickly weed it over, although it's not too weedy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to put holes in the ground about 4 inches apart. Then we're going to put a bit of gravel in the holes. The gravel purpose is to make the soil a bit drain a bit better,
mm-hmm.
so that the garlic doesn't get all clogged up and rotten.
Right.
And then we'll plant garlic cloves in each one, cover them up, and we are done.
Beautiful.
Can I give you some gloves?
I would love some.
For a bit of weeding?
Yeah.
And are you okay to put your knees on the ground in terms of your trousers?
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Okay, they're not too...
We'll figure it out.
They look quite nice.
They're okay.
All right. Well,
shrink.
You only want one glove?
If you want a glove, I'll have one glove.
Okay, I'll have one glove and you can have that one. Right. So what we're going to do now is just go through and weed it so that it's ready to receive the garlic in an optimum state.
But I'm just pulling like this out, right?
Exactly.
And then where do I put it?
Chuck it on the side.
All right.
Yeah. And tell me, have you ever gardened before?
Yes, I have done some gardening. My mother grew up on a farm, so I have a green thumb, so to speak.
Where's the farm?
She grew up in a farm in Maine.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Farming, what kind of things?
Everything, like a little bit of everything. Some animals, some vegetables, you name it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So then when you were a kid, did you ever go back to the farm or?
Unfortunately, no. My mother grew up in the foster care system. So
the farm was foster parents?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. And did she kind of carry that farming with her in the rest of her life? Like, does she...
She was always planting stuff in our house.
Yeah.
But I think, like, her sensibility is that of a farmer. Like, she's very grounded, so to speak.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did she teach you stuff when you were growing up?
Not so much, but I definitely inherited, like, hands. I don't know if that's the right word, but I think I'm quite good with my hands.
Okay.
I think through my hands, I guess.
Would you say you're a practical person?
Sometimes.
Do you know how to fix a car and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm very much so, like, a big nerd. I will want to know why something works rather than seeing it work. So
does that extend to things like computers?
Oh my God, yes.
Really?
Yes.
That is nerdy.
I got very into coding music, like music software, over the pandemic. So there's a program called Max MSP, and Ableton was actually kind of designed within Max. A worm. And I just got into making my own devices to use for live performances. I just finished a delay effect.
That is nerdy.
Yeah, it is. It's very nerdy.
It's very nerdy.
Yeah.
Do you do other typically nerdy things like video games and stuff like that?
No. Not so much video games, but I'm just researching stuff.
I don't even know if video games count as nerdy anymore, really.
Yeah, I feel like everyone kind of plays video games.
Exactly, and they're pretty amazing.
Yeah. Do you play video games?
No, never once in my life.
Oh, another worm. I love worms.
Yeah?
They're crazy.
You're going to have a good time today.
Oh, yes.
Where'd he go?
I put him back.
Okay. Yeah. You look like a little one.
Yeah.
I'm going to just swap places with you and weed the bit that you've been sitting on. But you're doing a very nice job.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think we're going to need to weed this for very long. You've just got back from a tour.
Yes.
How was it?
It was incredible. It was hard. But yeah, say Finny.
Are you pleased to have a bit of time off?
Yes. I'm still kind of decompressing, but yeah, I'm happy that I get to relax a bit.
What do you do to relax?
Coding. yeah, that's usually what I do to relax.
When you're coding, you're just making things for music?
Yeah, pretty much.
And do you spend hours and hours and hours and
hours?
Hours. Really?
Obsessive. Like, scarily obsessive.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you use a laptop or a computer?
Laptop, yeah.
And do you sit at a desk?
Yes.
Or do you sit in bed?
I'll sit anywhere. I don't care.
What's the longest do you think you've ever done it for?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Maybe a whole day, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good, actually.
I don't know. It contributes to you.
No, the obsession is not good.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The thing itself is fine, but the habit is not good. Yeah.
I think this is good to go now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get to the next
bit. Great.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah, making me very happy.
Oh, good. I'd like to rake it a bit.
Yeah, let's get the rake.
Let's get the rake. Yeah. Make it look a bit nicer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me bring it to you. Rake. This shed is so disorganized. It is crazy. There it is. Oh, bloody hell. One rake for you.
Thank you.
Very welcome. You raked before?
Yeah.
There you go.
Tell me how I'm doing. Is this okay?
Pro. Oops. Oh, wow. I gotta say, you're the best raker I've had on the podcast so far.
Wow, what an honor.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Whereabouts do you live at the moment, would you say?
I live in Los Angeles right now.
Okay, but before you were living in New York, right?
Yeah, I was in New York.
Okay, I guess LA, you have a bit more space.
Oh, yeah.
So
way
you have,
more space.
Yeah, I can imagine you might have a yard.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have plants and things in your yard.
I do, yeah.
Ah, okay, nice.
Yeah.
How are you finding LA life at the moment?
It's not for me.
Really?
Yeah. Not for me. The design of the city is just very... It's too, like, segregated for me.
Mm.
I need to be able to be around people I don't necessarily like.
Totally.
Or not like is too strong, but...
But just random people.
Yeah, exactly.
Be in the mix.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's make the first hole. I want to plant the garlic, each clove, about 4 inches apart.
Mm-hmm.
So if this... And let's do... How many garlic bulbs are in there? Two?
Two, yeah.
So we'll do two rows.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say... Here's the first row. I'm just going to drag the end of the fork along the floor so we can see that'll be the row. And here's the first hole, roughly.
Okay.
So what would you say is 4 inches from that?
Maybe like somewhere around here.
I would have said that was like 10 inches.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, maybe it's actually like right about here.
Okay. And then let's use the edge of these secateurs to push a hole into the ground. It needs to be quite deep because I need to put gravel in the hole, and then we need to put the garlic clove so that the top of the clove is about an inch under the ground. So just shove that in the ground.
Yeah, something
more.
Like that.
No, a bit more.
A bit more?
Yeah, quite a lot more.
Oh, how much?
Like halfway into the dibber.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a bit more. Yeah, good. And then if you take it out. Yeah, great. The ground is softer than I thought. See, this is what we want to do, though.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
I love this so much.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is great.
Okay, this is your job, to just punch the holes.
Yeah.
And while you do that, I'm going to break up the garlic cloves. Oh, are you a garlic fan?
I love garlic.
Yeah?
It kind of hurts my stomach, though.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
Do you cook a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a very mediocre chef, though. What about you?
I like that you're asking me all these questions back, because I got to say, some of the other guests, they don't care to know. I cook a lot, yeah. I love it.
What's your favourite dish to cook?
I like to cook things, anything that takes a really long time. Like, I like making a long stew.
Ooh.
Or I'm not eating meat at the moment, but when I do eat meat, I really like making this bolognese sauce.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's got milk in it.
Oh, shit. I love bolognese sauce.
Bolognese is the best. Yeah. It's a really good recipe, Marcella Hazan. And you have to put, like, a lot of wine, a lot of milk, and then you cook it for sort of 6 hours or something like that.
Oh, my God.
It's really good.
I might bother you so I can have some.
Oh, I would love to cook it for you.
Yeah.
I cook a lot to relax. I find if I've had, like, a tricky day or I'm feeling a bit stressed or a bit wigged out, if I cook something, especially something that takes a long time, it's quite meditative.
Really?
Yeah, in the same way that I find gardening quite meditative. But cooking is something I do every day, whereas gardening is something I do less frequently.
The cooking kind of scares me.
Why?
I want it to be good.
It really pisses you off when you spend a long time making something and it sucks at the end.
So, I like cooking for other people though.
Yeah, that's nice. I like being cooked for by other people. What do you do to switch off? Code?
Yeah, coding. that's kind of like right now my only. Because it just doesn't. I don't really care what the outcome is with it so much.
Yeah, it's kind of like playing.
Yeah.
You don't, I don't know, watch movies or. Go dancing or.
I wish I went dancing. I'm such a terrible dancer.
Really?
Yeah, I'm awful.
I don't know if I believe that actually.
I'll tell you how bad I am. I went out to my friend's birthday party at, like, a random bar in L.A. And this older person was, like kindly flirting with me and was like, hey, let's, like, come dance with me. And I was like, nah. And then eventually I did. And they were like, wow, you really weren't lying. Like, you're not good. That's how bad I am.
I've seen you perform.
Yeah.
And you have the energy. I can do a bit more here. Yeah, over here. Yeah. You have the energy of someone who would be good at dancing.
I mean, that's different.
Because you're on stage.
Yeah, I'm on the stage.
Yeah, you sort of, you know, it's like Sasha Fierce or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a trance. Yeah. So.
Do you like performing live?
I do. I do like it a lot.
Do you like attention?
No. But I think every artist, it's like ego though. It's not the same as attention. It's like maybe admiration or something.
Yeah, it's like sharing something with people that you worked really hard on. Exactly. And you think is really good.
Yeah, exactly.
And you hope that they're gonna really like it.
Yeah, like cooking something.
Exactly.
Like, you don't need everyone to know how good your cooking is, but you just care if the people you're making it for like it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm quite happy if people know that I'm good at cooking.
Oh.
These holes are looking fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is
very evenly spaced.
I'm having a lot of fun. So
you're enjoying the dibber.
I am. I love how stupid it is as a tool.
The dibber?
Yeah.
It's stupid, but it's also completely necessary.
Yeah. Like someone sat here and designed this, you know.
Yeah, it's just a big stick, really.
Yeah. But it has a slight taper, you know?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's good.
Help it go in the ground easier.
Yeah, exactly.
What music are you listening to at the moment?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I'm, like, fake listening to Xenakis.
What do you mean by fake listening?
Like, I don't actually listen to it all the way. Like, I kind of just, like, listen to it, and then I'm like, this is crazy, and then I turn it off. But I do it a lot, so I'm listening to it, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, also, Abdul Wadud by myself. This record is incredible. Solo cello. It's just incredible.
Sick.
I don't even know how else to explain it.
Is your cello appreciation a new thing? Because
yes.
Yeah, you should maybe explain about your live performance with the cellist.
Yeah, so Nikki Wetherell, a friend of mine, also a cellist, also guitarist, also singer, songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Also bird watcher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, incredible. His ability for birding is
Oh, I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, he's really good
at it.
That's
really cool.
I mean, yeah, when we started working together to develop a live performance, I just wasn't just amazed at all the things a cello can do. Mm-hmm. Outside of playing, you know, maybe more classical pieces, like some of the sounds you can get from it are really quite incredible.
Mm. And then did you two devise that music together? Or do you write your parts separately and kind of bring it together? Or is it...
Yeah, we kind of... The initial idea was to do a cover band of Sauce Malone music.
Okay.
So we had all the music kind of ready to go. And then we started to find new ways to perform it live.
Ah, okay.
And then it also came from... I play with an acoustic guitar. Because similar to this... What is this called? A divot?
Dibber.
What?
Dibber. Yeah, dibber.
Yeah.
But I guess the verb would be to dib.
To dib.
Yeah.
I like the, like, kind of stupidity of a acoustic guitar. Like, the way that it looks, you know? Like, I think of, like, Ed Sheeran or something like this. like, this is music kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, like... This is the music instrument, you know? And the cello also has that kind of thing to it.
Yeah.
So people go into the crowd and they look at these two instruments and they're like, oh, like, this is going to be music. But then you get something a little different, you know?
Yes.
A little bit different than music. This is good?
That is fantastic.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, how many holes have you got there, roughly? Like 10?
8, 9.
I wonder if we could maybe do 3 rows. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, if we can try and do 2 rows of 10, that should be a lot of garlic. Do you know, there's a cool thing about garlic. The reason that you grow it in the winter, it grows, and the frost in the ground makes it split into the cloves.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's why I have to plant it in winter.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's one of the few things that needs frost quite a lot. Okay, these are some nice big ones. Do you watch movies?
Yes.
What's your favorite movie?
I have a movie subscription.
Oh, do you? I'm thinking of getting one.
Ooh.
Which is something I never thought I would say.
Yeah, I really like it.
I have historically very bad taste in films.
Oh, movie? Then you might hate movie.
Well, I'm getting more.
Nah, you don't need to.
But I am.
Okay.
I don't know. I am. I'm watching movies that are good with a capital G.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm enjoying these. I think it's because I'm aging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before I would only watch... I still have space in my heart for Rat Race and you know, all my historic movies.
Yeah.
What movies have you watched recently that you enjoyed?
Winter Ade, which is like a documentary about women in East Germany. In like, I think it's before the wall fell.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe right after. I think it's right after the
wall. Okay.
I really love that film. Fast and the Furious X, like the last one that came out.
Okay, nice. That's a bit more on my level.
Yeah. It's like peak cinema to me.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a movie, you know?
And I like that.
Yeah.
I like to be watching like a high production... cheesy movie.
Serenade. Like, I like to be serenaded, I feel like.
Yeah. Do you want to make a movie?
Yes.
Really?
I studied film when I was in school.
Oh.
Yeah.
So have you made a movie?
Sort of.
What was it about?
It was about my dad and how he can't swim and I can swim. That's what it was about.
Was it about you teaching him to swim?
No.
Just...
Yeah, that's it. Just that dynamic.
I'd like to see that.
No.
Are you not proud of it?
It's just young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you made a movie now, what would it be?
Probably a love story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I hope it happens.
Me too.
I'd like to see your take on Fast and Furious.
Oh,
your German film.
Yeah.
Let's put the gravel in the holes. So this is just gravel, like normal gravel. Mm-hmm. Let me just hang on, get some nice foley of it.
That's good.
Nice.
How much should we put in?
About this much, just a little dribble, like that. Oh God, these holes are a bit deep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It was my fault.
You said only an inch before, right?
I know. I said push the dibber more, but that's quite far in.
Okay.
What we want is for this, when it's sitting on the gravel,
oh,
we
wow.
want this to
okay.
be about there.
Okay.
So let's just fill them in a bit.
Okay.
You risk with garlic, if you can risk planting them too deep.
Mm.
And they just never come up. But if you plant them too shallow, they get small and they don't really work.
Mm-mm.
So they're okay. hardy, but you want to get it right. I would say this is kind of perfect. If okay. I do say so myself.
If I do say so myself.
And I'll put a bit more in here.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a big piece.
I think if they're a bit... See, that is not going to be an inch under the ground.
Wow.
So if they are a bit shallow,
yeah.
just get the dibber again, dib it a bit more down.
Okay, I see.
And then whack a bit of gravel in it again. You want them to be like quite snug under the ground.
Right. Ooh, a spider.
Big one?
Yeah, that's a juicy spider.
Nice. Are you an animal fan?
Yeah, I love animals.
Have you got one?
No, I don't.
Oh, I guess you're a bit...
I'm too mobile.
Yeah, you can't have a dog or something if you're away all the time.
No, I can't.
I have a cat.
What's their name?
George.
George the cat?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
He kind of left.
What do you mean?
I went away. That's why I thought of it, because about when you leave animals. I went away only for about a week.
Yeah.
And my sister was feeding him every day, twice a day. Like, he wasn't being neglected.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in the house.
Mm.
And when I came back, he'd sort of...
disappeared.
He moved out.
Aww.
And then now he has another family. I put a collar on him that said, please text me if this cat is in your house.
Yeah.
And someone texted me saying, your cat is always in my house.
Oh, shit.
And we really like him.
Aww.
And my kid really likes him.
Aww.
And I said, oh, well... you can share him. But I feed him. He doesn't sleep at my house anymore, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I feed him every day.
Damn.
And he hangs out somewhere better.
How do you feel about that?
I've made peace with it.
Are you okay with it?
It's like, I can't control it.
Yeah, right.
And when the people texted me, I said, where do you live? And they live in a big house around the corner. So
okay.
I feel like they probably got... you know, their central heating is on all the time.
Yeah.
And they've got nice fluffy cashmere blankets for him to sleep on. And like, if I was him, I would be there too.
Damn.
So I understand.
That makes me a bit sad, but...
if I think about it too much, it makes me a bit sad too.
Yeah.
But that's life. You got 2 in 1 there.
Are these okay?
I'm just checking your work.
Yeah, I need your supervision.
Hang on. Yes, this one's a bit too shallow.
Okay.
Can I have the dibber?
Yeah.
Thank you. This one needs to be a bit deeper. God, I'm turning into my dad.
No, this is good.
He does this annoying thing where he'll teach me how to do something and then instead of just letting me do it, he
but
does
it. But it's not right.
It's not right, but...
That's fine.
How do you learn?
Exactly. Is this good?
Yes, that's good. Now we can fill them in.
Okay,
that one needs to be deeper.
Okay, all right.
And put more gravel in it, please. Sorry.
No, you don't apologize. Okay.
Are you a good... What are you reading at the moment?
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm reading Cruel Optimism.
What's that?
It's about how... I don't know if I could so succinctly put it, but it's about fantasy and the promises that are within fantasy. And how it's potentially destructive. Because it's like...
Nonfiction.
It's like, yeah, nonfiction, but sort of speculative, sort of like poetry.
Wow.
But like a perfect analogy maybe is like you buy a new computer and with the computer comes a sense of optimism. Oh, I'm going to get all this work done. But then quickly you realize that the computer doesn't do work for you. You're the one that has to do the work. So it's irrelevant what it is that you're using to work on, you know?
So, wow.
Cruel Optimism.
Great recommendation.
Yeah.
I think we can...
I'm sorry I'm going so slow.
It's okay. It's good. It gives us more time to chat. Do you want me to ask you some more questions?
No, I mean, I just want to do this shit right.
And I appreciate that. It's going to, you know, feed the family.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe it's going to make George come back.
Yeah, George. George, if you're listening.
George, there's plenty of garlic at home.
Can you inspect these? These
yes.
ones, I feel like they're too shallow. They are.
Yep, they are.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Look.
Oh, yeah, see mine? That's a lot deeper.
It's a bit deeper, yeah. And then whack it in.
That's good.
No, still needs to be a
still
bit deeper.
Deeper. Yeah. Yeah.
You, there we go. Okay. And then a bit of gravel.
Okay, yeah.
So and then
this one has to be deeper.
Yeah, it does. I'm sorry, I didn't want to say.
No, you. No.
You've come all this way. There. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Very good. Okay, we need to cover these up. These look very well graveled. They're perfectly in the ground. Now we just need to cover them.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just kick it in a bit. Okay. Like that. Just cover them. Cover these ones. So how did you find your garlic planting experience?
Excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Relaxing?
Relaxing.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the aim of the game.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jasper, for coming on.
Thank you, Phil.
I hope these work.
Me too.
I'll send you some.
Please.
Oh, maybe you'll be in London.
Yeah, I can have one.
Oh, you can come over.
Yeah.
And we can cook them into a spaghetti bolognese.
Ooh, gee. That would be so good.
I hope so.
I really enjoyed it, so thank you.
Thank you for listening to Digging. Today's episode was hosted and edited by me, Flo Dill. The producer was Lizzie King, with Fabrice Robinson on sound recording and Felix Stock on audio production. Our theme music is by The Cleaners from Venus, and special thanks on this episode going to Demetrius Milonis. If you enjoyed this episode, it would be brilliant if you could rate and review it on the podcast app that you're using, as it helps more people to discover the series.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.